we're going to start this morning speaking of law and order and crime. We're going to hear from Mary, not her real name. She's at her wit's end and is considering closing her business on Market Street in Tralee due to what she says are crowds of young men smoking cannabis and also other antisocial behaviour in the area, including drug dealing. I spoke to her and asked her what the main issues were.
Well, Jerry, there's groups of young boys, adults, that are grouping together on Market Street, and they seem to be drug exchanges, but they're also smoking weed and everything. And you know, they can be so loud and noisy, Jerry. It's just become so hard to work now, to be honest.
And was it always an issue to an extent in years gone by, or has it got worse lately?
It has gone worse. This last year, Jerry, has just been impossible, to be honest. You know, it's every few days now they're grouping together, Jerry, and if my customers are coming into me, the smell of weed and stuff is coming around my shop, and it's just been impossible, you know.
Unreal. Like, it's an intimidating atmosphere.
Oh, completely intimidating, Jerry. Do you know, I even had to close up earlier now, you know, in the evenings, because I'm just nervous. Do you know, it's just intimidating. And then, like, if they won't even move on if you ask them to, and if they do, they get aggressive. So, do you know, you don't know what to do, Jerry. And when you ring the guards, they're not coming. They're just not coming down, Jerry. I've ringing them the whole time, and it's just a waste of time, Jerry. I just feel so let down.
Yeah, like, this isn't on the main thoroughfare. This is off Rock Street, so it's not a street that everyone, or a lane that everyone would go down. Wouldn't have a heavy footfall of traffic. So
exactly.
They're kind of loitering and hanging out there. Is that it?
That's it. Against stories, Jerry, in front of businesses. And, you know, even people now won't even walk down the lane, Jerry, if they see these groups, because they're grouping in 15, 16, even more. Do you know what I mean?
That many?
And yeah, oh, there is, Jerry. And some days it could be, like the last day I even took a photo, Jerry, but there's so many. Do you know what I mean? There were so many, and I just closed up because I was just nervous, to be honest. And the minute I opened my door, Jerry, the smell of weed and everything that was coming into my shop, it was just revolting. Do you know, there's no need of it, like.
Yeah. And you were there a long time?
Oh, I'm there a long time, Jerry. Do you know? And, like, it was never a great lane, Jerry, but I just find this year, Jerry, it's just gone worse.
Well, it's pretty bad if you have to close up early, if you're that's bad for business.
And that's it, very bad, Jerry. And, you know, we're coming out of COVID and everything. Now we're trying to get back on track, and this is pulling us backwards now again. Do you know what I mean?
What would you like the guards to do?
Oh, just to walking up and down the lane every once or twice a week, Jerry, just so that you'd be seen. So if they're seen, then these groups of young males will go away. Do you know what I mean? They'll just, it will stop. It will slow down or something, Jerry. It just has to stop, Jerry. Because I'm even contemplating of closing my business now, because it's too stressful, Jerry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're working in your business, and you're coming out and you're seeing this, and they're against your door, and they're smoking, and do you know, it's just been horrific now the last few months.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there's two separate things going on. There's obviously the hanging out, the large numbers all in one area.
Yeah.
You know, smoking weed, so you can smell it clearly. But then separate to that, then on the lane and other lanes nearby, is there a problem? You said you've seen drug transactions taking place.
I see it outside my window, Jerry. It's a daily, it happens daily. I see a drug, you know, it's ridiculous, like.
That bad?
Oh, seriously, Jerry, seriously, you know, it's just, and nothing has been done about it, Jerry. Do you know, I just feel so alone, do you know, this year I've been ringing guards and TDs, and I just feel I've got no help from anyone.
That's very must be very frustrating.
Frustrating, Jerry, and you know, I love my business. I don't want to close down because I love my clients. I have the best clients in the world, but it's impossible now. Do you know?
It's gone beyond.
Gone beyond.
Does it say anything, I suppose, about if this is happening on one level, and like the prevalence of drugs that's out there, both being consumed in terms of cannabis, but also in the dealing that you're seeing?
Oh, yeah, Jerry, it's massive now, I think.
Widespread. Everywhere.
Frightening. Oh, everywhere, Jerry. Frightening. Do you know, and they do it right in front of you.
It doesn't seem to be much. I know this is a laneway. It's not the main thoroughfare, like I said. It's not Rock Street it's not down the Mall. But it's very close to Rock Street and very close, connects the Mall to Rock Street, these lanes.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no fear. There's no fear in terms of the dealing that's going on. No worries about being seen.
Not at all, Jerry. Not
at all. Pretty brazen.
Oh, completely. Completely.
Yeah, yeah, that tells its own story, I suppose, of maybe what's happening in society. Okay, well, look, Mary, thanks very much for talking to us. We'll see what kind of response we can get in relation to the Gardaí about this issue. And hopefully it can be tackled, because otherwise, you said, you'll have no choice but to close your business.
Jerry, thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
No problem.